Hi, what's happening? Want to step on my diet right? Have to have a fizzy one. Doesn't fizz enough. I live in a small town up north called Mountain View, and I was the only person who I look like now 5 years ago, and they weren't ready for it in the town, so I came to Hollywood and met other long-haired boys and girls, and I happened on that level. Sonny and Cher invited me to a lot of recording sessions. I started out with them. They gave me money. I ate food and drank a lot of diet rights. And moved around and finally settled down and hyped myself to where I am today.
We have a friend named Rodney Bingenheimer. He has a Dutch boy haircut and he's 5'3". He lives down the street from Hullabaloo and he doubles for Davy Jones. And he got beaten up by Brian Jones. Rodney
Oh, well, one time someone in a very famous group, I want to take his picture, and he said blank off. And I said, "You can't talk to me like that. I'm Rodney. So blank you." And he goes, "What?" Boom, he hit me. And everyone says, "You hit Rodney. You can't hit Rodney." Apologize to him. So he apologized to me and took me to his recording session the next night.
He's so amazing, you should see his walls. It just screams,
"Get in there with the pop stars."
I got laid every day for 1 week solid because George Harrison and I were pictured together in the May issue of Tiger Beat magazine. I had teenage girls at my doorstep. I had teenage girls in front. I had teenage girls everywhere. And all I did was went next, next, next. Just like that.
Let me in. Let me in. I'm with one of the vanilla fudge.
I know Sonny and Cher. I meditated with George Harrison. The Hollies are my best friends. And I ate lunch with Grace Slick yesterday. Beep. You could ball Ringo Starr if he ball me first. I'm a much better lay because he's had so much. I haven't had as much as he did, so I'm better.
Ringo Starr.
He's one of the Beatles.
Cancer.
I'm getting sweaty armpits.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
Rod and Rodney, we see you at Wallach's and down at the ranch market, waiting for pop stars to casually stroll by. Oh, Rodney, if you introduce me to Mick Jagger, I'll let you meet my little sister. She's only 12 years old.